Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, January 5th of 2021. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. And I'm coming to you here from here in Midland, Michigan. As I live here in Midland, Michigan, and tonight's going to be a good night as we are going to continue digging into the Word of God and what God has for us. Last night was a great way to start off the new year on a high note with a great show. And if you missed it, go back to the archives and listen to it. It was good. It really was very good. Go to blogtalkradio.com, which is on the website. Go to Upfront Entertainment, Live in Large. You should be able to find us. Miracle Man Show. Amen. And you can avail yourself to that. And so I figured I would first take a quick moment and kind of let you know where we are, where things stand as far as America, election, president, you know, runoffs. Today, with it being January 5th, today is the day of the Georgia runoffs. Those of you who are from Georgia, Bob and Nilsson from Georgia, my hope is that you went and voted. Of course, they say every vote counts. I'm going to say every legal vote counts. Legal votes. I hear about these canine votes and all these illegal votes, dead people voting and all that. The dead people voting, that's pretty ridiculous. Now, a dog voting? It was a little funny, but I would say this. Do not register your dog to vote. Got that, Megan? Got any dogs or cats? Got any of these animals you got? Don't you dare register them to vote. Because who knows which way they're going to vote. So they'll just put their paw or whatever on the ballot saying, and whichever way they do it, that's the way it goes. But I mean, it's like, who would have thought that you'd actually hear about canines voting? But anyhow, huh? My hope is that you went out and voted. Because if it goes the wrong way, you won't recognize America. And so my hope is that tomorrow night when I come on, I can mention, you know, we had a great victory. That's my hope. And you say, and if you know kind of how it is, where we stand right now as America as far as the Senate, you may think if Warnock and Ossoff win, you know, it's 50-50, so it's a tie. What's the matter with that? The problem is is if Biden and Harris, is if there's a bill in the Senate, and because of party lines, it is a tie vote, and Biden and you have Biden and Biden and Harris are president and vice president, then Harris can pass. I mean, Harris can cast the tie-breaking vote, and that wouldn't necessarily be, may not be in the best interest of America. So that's why Georgia, the eyes are upon Georgia. Georgia is very critical right now. And so, tomorrow, Pence, electoral counting of electoral votes. Well, in a twist of events, there are Republican legislatures from four of the critical swing states, namely Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. All four of those states, they are calling for Trump. No, excuse me. They are calling for the Electoral College confirmation, to decide who the president is. They're calling on that to be delayed. In the case of Georgia, they're calling for a delay by like 10 days so that the fraud can be thoroughly investigated. And the letters would have to be sent to Pence by 10 a.m. tomorrow. And this will be, if they go through with it tomorrow, it'll be unlike anything that's happened before, because 140 Republicans in the House have announced that they are objecting to Biden's reported win. When there are objections, the House and Senate go into separate sessions in separate rooms, and they debate, they discuss. And mind you, Pence has to preside over this confirmation type vote thing. And he has to hear everything. And it'll be on him to decide. You need to pray over Vice President Pence tonight and in the morning. You need to pray over him. You need to pray over America. Also pray for Georgia. Of course, Georgia's in America, but for these runoffs, pray. Pray, pray, pray. And so if the people pray, we have to pray that God moves on this, that God knows what happened in the election in all the states. God knows how many about the illegal votes. He who double voted, who, you know, and all the other things. He even knows if your dog voted. or your chimpanzee, your guinea pig? He knows. And America's future hangs in the balance. That's why I took these few minutes to talk to you and let you know. And if Trump reads these letters and agrees, then we really could find out some things in the next few days in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Arizona. I'm hoping that Michigan signs on to this as well. And even Nevada. That's my hope. But, so you just gotta pray. And let me tell you what something Dr. Brown said that God showed him months ago, back in March. God showed Dr. Brown this, and I quote, "I care not who is in the White House, nor do I care who is in this agency or that agency." Still God. Amen. Now, it's still important, you know, to know who it is, you know, and that. Know how to pray, you know, for the case of liberty and freedom and all that, but but in a way, it's good to know what God said about that and that he showed him that, you know, I'm still God. Regardless of who's in the White House. Same thing in all these other countries. He's not saying that it's not important by any means. But it doesn't necessarily make God go, "I can't sleep at night. This guy won. I didn't want him. It wasn't the plan I had." God is not in heaven sitting up there going, "My arthritis is killing me. A third of the angels caught coronavirus. And that whole thing, and he's not saying, and I had to hock one of the pearly gates because I have to make a payment on the throne room tomorrow." And Miracle Man is sitting down there praying for more salvations. Now that kind of, and what am I going to do? No, God's not doing that. No. Nope. He's not. God is God. And I know God knows what he's doing. We have to pray that the plan of God is done. And that this happens the way God designed it. Because God can do what humans cannot. And I'm happy about that, that God can do what humans cannot. I'm so glad about that. I really am. You know, but so moving on to something a little bit lighter. So I go to the local Planet Fitness today where I live, and not only is it very different from when it was a Penny's department store, not only that, it's very different from the old Planet Fitness and the way it was laid out. A lot bigger, about double the amount of space. Would you say it's about double?
Yeah.
Like pretty much on the money, not much more or less. Would you also say they used about half of the old Penny space? So that the part of the building, that other building that's still up, the closed part, isn't even half of it.
Right.
And not only that, it's the part that's not connected to the wall, is it?
Right.
It was, but now it's not.
Correct.
So anyhow. And what I don't get is how could they raise the ceiling in there so drastically without just tearing it down?
I don't think they raised it, remember? They said that it's the same as the mall.
But when I was at JCPenney, the ceiling would have been a whole lot lower.
Well, then they have drop ceiling, put it down, and then they put the, like, the tiling on top.
Every mall store has it? And at GLC, some of the even at GLC, not all of them have the drop ceiling. A couple of them have like the mall ceiling. A few of them have like the mall ceiling, don't they? Like the regular ones, not the one, not like the food court or the one by the theater, but like the regular ones. The regular ones, some retail stores already have ceilings like that to begin with. But in Midland, all of them have the drop ceiling, it seems like, other than pretty much all of them in Midland have it, huh? That's part of what made you say not all of them have it is because though all of Midland does it, most of Midland has it, not necessarily most or all of GLC does. Yeah, like that. But in Midland, a lot more of them than not do have the drop ceiling. And a lot of times they're drastically dropped. Then why does it sound so different in them compared to in the hallway? Because they're so full and the hallways are basically empty? Whereas if you filled all the mall hallways with everything that's in the store and reversed it, would it have the opposite effect?
Kind of, just like the hallways are more like a tunnel, so some would travel differently. But for the most part, yeah.
But a lot of it's a tunnel effect. That's part of what controls the sound in these malls. And because there's all the, and because of the high amount of skylights and stuff too. And a lot, and some of them. And the rooms are separate. So like you have a, but even though you don't necessarily go through a door to go from the regular room to the weight room. But they do have a separate black card lounge back there, and you have a certain room that's just for the hydro beds, another little area that's just for the tanning and massage chairs, one for the red light. Is the red light its own separate thing, too?
I don't know about the red light. I just know
that
there's one for wet parts. There's one for 30-minute workouts.
I mean, the red light would be in the black card. Because you've seen the red light back there before, right?
I don't know what the red light is.
It's kind of like the tanning type thing, but it's a little different. Yeah, but it's double the amount of space. It's a nice building. Even the locker room setup is very different, and I would say I like it. Would I say better? I wouldn't say worse. By any means, it's kind of neat that it's attached to a mall. I think so, kind of. And I don't know if I said this or not, but that I know of, Michigan has more Planet Fitnesses in these malls than many of the other states that I know of. Like down I-75, or anywhere near it. Let me think of the word I want to use. Any of its auxiliary route. But 275, because of how far from regular 75 branches, that one I'm not necessarily counting, but the ones near like 75, near 475 and Flint, 675 and Saginaw, like those ones, all of these malls, so you're looking at Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, down to between there and Great Lakes Crossing, all of those indoor malls down there, Bay City, both Flints and Great Lakes, they all Planet Fitness. The only one that doesn't, Fashion Square. And their Planet Fitness in Saginaw is across town. About the same size as Midland. I would not be surprised if Planet Fitness goes into the old Sears.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, you would not be surprised at all if that happened, would you?
No.
I would almost bet and say it's coming. Or at least it's coming to Fashion Square or buy it. Of course, the hope is to try to bring people into the mall. And I was in there at one point, and I heard a wait from in the hallway. But what about the aerobic machines? They're way too far away to ever hear them. Even if it was at capacity.
Right.
But they make that little, they make the little noise like from in a distance.
Yeah.
They make that little, you might hear the little like combined roar, but might not know what it is. But you almost have to be inside to hear it. You kind of have to be inside to hear it. But
did you make any New Year's resolutions that you talked about
earlier? I talked about those last night. Your listeners may recall how I talked about some of my New Year's resolutions, how I talked about and how, listeners, it's really important that you pray over these. And this is still a good time to, if you think of one, write it down. It really is a good idea. Thinking of something that God's showing you that he wants you to start doing this year, go ahead. Write it down. The year is very young. You're only on day 5 and you got 360 days to go. So you just crossed the 1% mark. Still, like I said. So, and by the way, Megan, that gifty thing that Shelly got me that makes all those different noises, I used it on my show last night. I used it here on the show, like the little firework noise.
Yeah.
For when a team basically goes up in smoke and loses a ton more games than they did last year, goes from first place to last place. Oh, I use that thing. Boom. or the one where the Lions only lost by 2 points but still found a way to give up 37 points. I use that little clap thing for that yay, you know, stuff like that. So I can use that to kind of go after teams, you know, when to make them look like they're doing good when really they're not, you know.
Yeah.
and I think it's kind of fun, and it's kind of fun. I like it. I think I'm gonna have fun with that thing. And the Tigers did sign a good veteran free agent today. I forget who it is, but supposed to be a good one. But the thing is you don't want to sign free agents that are like too old to where the return's not so great because they're getting up there in age. I don't know about you listeners, but I don't want that. Because I want the Tigers to get to winning as soon as they possibly can. In my mind, the sooner that happens, the better. So we are going to a couple of songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Mercy falls from your heart down on me. Mercy falls from your heart down on me. A million words could not describe how wonderful your perfect life. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. Mm-hmm. My eyes focus on your beautiful life. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. And my heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. A million tongues could not express how beautiful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hands, and I am yours forever. Come on, if you know this, sing it. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joys, I'll trust you. I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Oh Lord Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you, Jesus, I believe in you, Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, you're the reason that I sing, Jesus, I believe in you, Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, you're the reason that I sing, with all I am, I will worship you, I will worship, I will worship you, with all I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you tonight, Master. Master, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We've tuned in. We've broken away from the hustle and bustle of the day to tune in unto your word tonight, to praise you and worship you, and we've done that. And we've come to study your holy word. And I thank you that these listeners would receive everything that you have for them. Not only receive it tonight, but put it into practice as we continue in our series on Psalms, about who and we just enjoying going through the book of Psalms. And thank you for the psalmists that you have used, that you used, God, to write these. And we're just discovering together how great you are through it. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your word works. Your word ministers to us, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I speak peace to the storms going on around us, the storms of life, all these things going on in our lives. I speak peace to them. And that a God kind of peace would just come over every one of us. I speak healing to ours, to our bodies, Lord God. And I claim that our bodies would be healed and whole and well, the way you designed them to be. Speak peace to our minds and to all of our factories in our minds, these thought factories in that process our thoughts. I speak peace to those right now. I pray that we have a sound mind. I just thank you, Lord God, that you are there with us. You are working on us. In Jesus' name. Now, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that that sponsors and partners will come into this program. I pray that finances will come into this program. I claim that increases in listenership will come to this program. And most importantly, Lord God, I pray that huge amounts of souls are coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's do our confession tonight. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me. It's more than a story book to me. It's more than a religious book to me. I'm going to add this in here, starting tonight. I believe what my Bible says. I mean, you believe everything my Bible says? No matter what the devil says, people say, or my circumstances say. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wave that thing a bit. Make the devil mad a little bit. Woo! Man. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalm 5. Psalm chapter 5. And we're just going to continue on tonight. Discovering the wonderful Psalms. Amen. Amen. Psalm 5. And you know, listeners, when you get excited about opening your Bible, the devil does not like that. Of course, we don't like him either. Psalm 5, and I'm going to begin in verse number 1. This is a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. In other words, he's saying, give ear to my words. That means listen to me. So basically he's saying, listen to me, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you, and I wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. The wicked cannot dwell with you. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men, the Lord abhors. But I, to your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence, I will bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue, they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God, let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them. That those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous, and you surround them with your favor, as with a shield. Psalm 6. According to Shemeth. And this is also a psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? I am torn out from groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping. I drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. Psalm 7. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me like a lion, and they will rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, and there is guilt on my hands, if I have done evil to him who is at peace with me, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awaken, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you. Rule over them from on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Guide me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High, O righteous God, who searches minds and hearts. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make righteous secure. My shield is God, Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. In other words, what he means there is he is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not repent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flashing arrows. He who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to disillusions. He who digs a hole, scoops it out. He falls into the pit he has made. The trouble he causes, it recoils on himself. His violence comes down on his own head. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the one, into the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 8, also of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have sent your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have established praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. And you crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. And you put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's read number 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of all of your wonders. I will be glad. I will rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and they perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause. You have sat on your throne, judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken the enemy. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne. or judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name, they will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praise to the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers that he does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy. Lift me up from the gates of death so that I can declare your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and I can rejoice there in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit that they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net that they have hidden. The Lord is known by his justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. Hejon Sila. The wicked return to the grave. All the nations that forget God, but the needy will always be forgot, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Arise, O Lord. Do not let man triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are just men. I'm going to cut it off there. Something I want you to take from everything that we read tonight, and that is this. God is a righteous judge. God is a righteous judge. He doesn't just judge based on his opinion, though he has one. He judges based on what is right. And of course, God is perfect. So his only opinion is the right one. There is no wrong in God. There's no unrighteousness in God. That's what God is, holy, righteous. And I'm going to show you some things that prove that. And what I mean by some things, I mean some verses. So let's go back to Psalm 5. Because as we study Psalms, so that you understand everything, I try to pull out nuggets from these. So verse 1. Of course, first David is asking God for help. Regarding righteousness, God being a righteous judge, the first thing I want you to write is Psalm 5:4, where it says, God is not a God who takes pleasure in evil. Or you could say this, God does not take pleasure in evil. The wicked cannot dwell with him. It goes on to say, the arrogant cannot stand in his presence, and he hate, and you can also write, God said, I hate all workers of iniquity. But then talks about how God, he'll go into the house of God, David will, and that God will help him. But then it says, God blesses those who are righteous. That's part three you can write. Part point three. Well, God hates those who do wicked. God blesses those who are righteous. Amen. The good news is if you're a wicked person and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can repent. Give your life to Jesus. And there is hope for you. You can give your life to Jesus. Repent. Turn away from that wickedness. Turn away from that evil. Amen. Psalm 6. God is, he's basically asking for healing, for help. And then he's basically saying how he's in anguish. Now let's go on to 7. He talks about how David talks about how he takes refuge in God. Right? If I've done this and there is these are my without calls around my God and one of my foes, and let my enemy pursue, not forsake me, let him turn. And then it says, and then God, he's asking God to decree justice. That's the other thing you'll notice, too, is God is not only a God of righteousness, he's a God of justice. He reigns in justice. He goes by what is just. Not what someone wants him to do. Come on high. Let the Lord judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according. And he asks God to judge him according to his righteousness. God is going to judge you according to your righteousness. Do you know that? According to your integrity, Most High. A righteous God who searches minds and hearts. You know what this means, listeners? You are going to give an account for every thought, word, and deed. Since you gave your life to Christ, you are going to give an account for every thought, word, and deed. You are. He will judge it. He searches your mind. He searches your heart. He knows. And with the wicked, he's angry. Daily. And he talks about what he'll do for those who don't repent. Another thing I want you to get from this psalm, if you dig a hole, you will fall into it yourself. I'm serious. Dig a hole, you fall into it yourself. Dig it for someone else. Uh-huh. I didn't make this up. God did. Oh, Lord. And then, I love how in Psalm 8, how it goes into how the Lord's name of the Lord is majestic. And then it says, I really enjoy this from verse 2, where it says, from the lips of children and infants, from the mouths of children, you have established praise. I love that. You have established praise because of your enemy, to silence the foe and the avenger. And he just talks about how majestic God is. Which he really is. And he says, and he talks about how God makes his enemies turn back. You sit on your, and it says in 4 and 5, you sit, how God sits on his throne judging righteously. Again, he judges righteously. And he destroys the wicked, but he blesses the righteous. He will judge the world in righteousness, not just the people. He will judge the world. And he will govern the peoples with justice. He's a refuge for the oppressed. Write this one down. God is a refuge for those who are oppressed. Write that down. And a stronghold in times of trouble. Point two, another good point you can write down. If I know the Lord and trust in him, he will not forsake me. It says, of course, it says, you have never forsaken those who seek you. So that's why I changed it to say, you will not forsake me. He who have you will renew the enemies, put me on mercy and put me up from the gates of death so that I may declare your praise in the gates of the of Zion. And then at the end of it, basically says the same thing. Dig a pit. I mean, yeah, dig a hole, you can fall into it yourself. So, again, what you see here is that God really does. I don't want you to get, just live on the idea that God is just this angry God. He's angry all the time. He's not nice. What we need to understand is God is angry with the wicked daily. He's angry with the wicked. For those who do right, he blesses us. And not only that, God judges us according to our righteousness. You know what that means? That means he takes each one of us, his children, into consideration. Because he knows everything. He can't make mistakes. Mistakes are not in him. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He's always there for us. He doesn't leave and say, sorry, folks. I went on holiday for a few weeks. I wanted to go to the beach near the Jordan for a few weeks, and so I left. God never said that. No. Nope. Not what God said. God never leaves you, nor does he forsake you. Regardless of what you're going through, he's always there for you. You can count on him. You can call on him, and he will answer. Now, why doesn't he always do the miracle the second you ask him to do it? Well, God works in mysterious ways. I'll say it again. God works in mysterious ways. Some of these mysteries, we won't know until we get to heaven. And my hope is that Jesus will tell me them, because I want to know. No, it's not about being impatient at all. No. But I will say, who knows why he doesn't always move like right at the second you ask. Obviously, he wants you to believe. He wants you to have faith in him. And of course, we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. And by the way, I'm not just saying that either. It's how it is. That without faith, we cannot please the Lord. And so, I was just thinking about something. Isn't it just great, listeners, is to know that God is always with us? He does not leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He doesn't forget about us and go, oh, them over there. I'm sorry, I forgot about them. Nope. He never leaves us, nor forsakes us. He talks about how he delights himself in us. He truly does delight greatly. And if you delight in something, that doesn't just mean it's something that you enjoy a little bit. Like some sweets that you might like, if that's your thing. You may go to the donut shop. You may have this certain, these certain kinds of donuts. Maybe you have this blueberry cake donut and go, pretty good. Is it my favorite? Not necessarily, but it's like pretty good. Or you might have this custard donut or this cheesecake filled donut, like strawberry cheesecake, something like that. And you might go, I really enjoy this thing. This thing is like one of the best ones ever. In other words, it could be like, this thing is delightful. And you truly find that thing delightful, you know, scrumptious, not just tasty. But God wants us to delight in him. You know, that his delight is in the delight of the Lord. Amen. Delight should be in the delight of the Lord. I was just thinking about that. Now, speaking of donuts, I want to tell you this story. I don't think I've ever told you this story on the show. It is so hilarious. So, about 3.5 years ago, me and my mom and someone else were in the, down in Clarkston in the Detroit area. We're looking for this certain donut shop. But then, while looking for a certain donut shop, we see something else, a different donut shop thing. And it's called Daylight Donuts. But guess what? The sign for the donut shop is in the cemetery. Isn't that funny, Megan? The sign for the donut shop is in the cemetery. You think about that. The sign for the donut shop in the cemetery, and it's called Daylight Donuts. Why do you call it Daylight Donuts and then put your sign in the cemetery? I mean, it's like, but anyhow, it was like a mile and a half from this Pete's Oven Bakery shop that I enjoy down there, one of my favorite donut shops down there in the Detroit area. And my parents live on the outskirts of the area. It's not like they live in, you know, Troy, Rochester, Royal Oak, you know, Southfield. You know, places that are more in the middle of the area. They're on, like, the north fringe. I'm sure all those other places have more of them. just haven't necessarily found them all yet. But I don't know why I never told you that, but it's still funny. That thing about the donut shop in the cemetery. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We'll put this word into practice. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a righteous judge. Thank you that you judge us according to our righteousness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you very much, Lord God, that you judge us accordingly and righteously, and that you do not waver. You don't cave. You judge justly. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I pray, Lord God, that we will put this word into practice. And we'll stop. And if we're digging holes, we'll stop it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow night, making my NFL picks for the NFL playoffs. So round one of it, I should say, the wild card round. And I will make my predictions for the games. So, until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.